Yes, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. You know, there are many things that we need to overcome. How many of you agree to that?
Yes.
And as servants of the Lord, as elders, as shepherds, in particular, there are things that I think come temptations peculiar to us. You're stumbling over that word peculiar. All right. Did everybody agree to the translation? Okay. And, you know, peculiar, yeah. One of the things that, as I'm thinking about this, is that we need to overcome jealousy. I think it's such an easy temptation of the devil to come and make one of us jealous of another one. Somebody, another brother, has something that I don't have. One brother has a gift that I don't have. I have something that somebody else doesn't have. Okay, and we cannot give in to the spirit of jealousy. Now, jealousy is one of these unique things in the souls of men. You know, the Word of God says that we are made in the image of God. It is also His purpose that we be in His likeness. These two actually have a little different meaning. The image of God is that He put within us a soul in which He breathed the breath of life, His Spirit.
Ang Espiritu sa Ginoo nga mo iyang gihuyog din hinato, mo na ang naghatag kanato nga may sama kita sa iyang dagway.
And we became, we as in man, Adam, Eve, became a living soul.
Na mo na nahimong buhi nga kala sa dihang gihuyog pa na sa Ginoo.
We are not primarily a spirit, although we have a spirit, and our soul is of a spiritual character. In other words, you look at me, you can only see what part of me. You can only see my flesh, my body. You cannot see my soul. You can't hear, you can't see, you can't measure. There's nothing of the natural that you can define of my soul. And yet, if you learn to know me, you will begin to know aspects of my soul. You will know my emotions. You will know if I'm given to anger or jealousy or passions, love, what have you. You will know my desires. Amen. But these are aspects of my soul. And these are aspects of the likeness of God. In other words, God can also show anger. Jealousy. He can show restraint.
Restraint.
Holding back. So some of these things are in, you know, God has these attributes himself. Now, of course, when man fell in the garden, he fell from the place where he could be like God. And the redemption of Jesus is to bring us back into the likeness of Christ. You see, the devil told just a little bit of truth when he deceived Eve. When he said, "You will be like God if you eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil." Well, that wasn't quite the whole truth. The part about being like God and knowing the difference between good and evil was there. Because now they knew evil, but they knew evil by being evil. And God is able to understand this without being evil. So jealousy is one of these things. And some of these soulish attributes man does not handle very well. Man does not do well handling anger. It says, "Be angry and sin not." And that's very difficult for us to do, isn't it? Usually when we're angry, we end up sinning. Probably because we direct our anger the wrong way. Jealousy is another one of these. It's a thing that God seems to handle best. Although I will show you a verse that says that man can be jealous also in the right way. So let's look at a few verses, first of all, about God being a jealous God. Now in Exodus chapter 20, and everybody knows when I say Exodus chapter 20 what this is all about.
Okay.
It's the Ten Commandments, of course. Now, when God is giving these Ten Commandments, He's saying in verse 3, you will have no other gods before me. Amen. And then he goes on in verse 5, and he says, thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Sometimes you wonder why it is so difficult to break the curse of generations on certain people's lives. Because I believe it's what it says here. There's a curse that Satan gets into people's lives, and these spirits go down the family line 3-4 generations. But I believe in the blood of Jesus Christ that we have the power to break that stronghold. And as we consider our own generational history, that as we break that stronghold, that we can begin to set our children and our grandchildren free of these spirits. Do you really know the sins of your father? Do you really know the sins of your grandparents? Do you know the sins of the grandmothers? If you can understand some of these same spirits are working on our generation, my life, my children's life. Amen. But you see, God is saying, I am the only one, I will be the only God, and I am very jealous of that. I suppose there's a certain hint of that jealousy in between a husband and wife. A guarding, you know. The wife is thinking, I don't want my husband's affections going anywhere but to me. And she's going to watch his eyes. Where do his eyes go? So there's a jealousy here. And likewise the husband to his wife. Amen. And he's going to guard that relationship. That's a one and one relationship. Amen. God says, between you and me, it's one and one. And I don't share this worship with anybody. Read it. You have something to add.
Well, there's a scripture in Exodus 34, verse 14.
Exodus, let's go over to Exodus 34, 14. Yes. Yeah, go ahead. Oh, yeah, go ahead and read it.
Thou shalt worship no other God, for the Lord whose name is jealous is a jealous God. 34:14.
Yeah, now it says his name is jealous. Now, do you know what this means when God says my name is jealous? He has many things that he says his name is. You know very well, John, when I say there is a church that believes that you must baptize only in the name of Jesus. In fact, your brother came from one of those groups. I looked it up on the internet. Yeah. A big, big organization. Yes, very big. Now, but the point is, you see, what these folks are saying is that you have to baptize and call with your mouth, you call name of Jesus. Name of Jesus. But you see, if you're really going to call the name of God, you have to say much more than just Jesus. The name is his nature. Everything that is the nature of God, I could spend an hour calling the name of God. And I would only get one man baptized. Now, let me show you here. It's right here on this same page. It's on 30, is it on 33 or 34? It's where...
My name is Jealous. God?
Yeah.
Jealous, nah?
My name is Jealous. Okay, here we are. Now, just look up to verse 6.
In the name of Amen.
Oh, the verse 5. Read. Okay, verse 5. It says, "And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord."
Amen.
"And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed..." All right, here's what he proclaimed.
Yeah.
The Lord God merciful and gracious, long-suffering, abundant in goodness and truth. Come on, this is the name of the Lord. Keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and what will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and unto the children's children unto the third and fourth generation. I mean, this is the name that God revealed to Moses. Go ahead and read it in your tongue.
Okay. Chapter 34, verse 5 to 6.
Yeah.
Okay. Og ang Ginoo mitanawag sa panganod og mitindog siya dito uban kaniya og nagbantala sa ngalan sa Ginoo. Og ang Ginoo miagi sa iyang atubangan og nagmantala. Ang Ginoo si Jehovah usa ka Dios nga maluloyon. Mapuangoron, mahinay sa pagkasuko og dako sa mahigugmaong kalulot og kamatuoran.
Yeah, now.
It's his nature.
Amen. Moses asked God,
"Si Moses,
can I see you?"
Sa Dios nga makita ba ko nimo?
And God said to Moses, "Well, you can't see me straight on, face on, but I'll cover you, and when I go away, you can see the back of me." "Because if you see me face on, I'll kill you." you'll have to go immediately to heaven. You'll be a spiritual man and no more physical man. So all of that, and that isn't everything of God. That's just the back part that is he's going away. So the name, he's a jealous God, all right? We'll get back to being jealous here. Now, in the book of Nahum, here we are, Nahum, in the book of Nahum, chapter 1, verse 2 and 3. Again, we're talking about the nature of God. And he says, God is jealous, and the Lord revengeth. The Lord revengeth and is furious. In other words, along with his jealousy is his anger. Along with his anger is revenge. Okay. The Lord will take vengeance on his adversaries, and he reserveth wrath for his enemies. That's verse 2 of Nahum. 1, 2, yeah.
Ang basahon ni Nahum, kapitulo 1, versikulo 1, hantun sa 2. Ang palasonon mahitungod sa Ninibe, ang basahon sa pananahon ni Nahum na taga Ilkos.
Now, yeah, go ahead.
Chapter 2. Si Jehovah mao ang Diyos na bubuan o nagapanimalos. Si Jehovah nagapanimalos o siya na puno sa kaligot-gor. Si Jehovah nagapanimalos sa iyang mga kabato o siya nagatipig sa kaligot-gor alam sa iyang mga kaway.
Did you read verse 3 also?
No.
Now I'll read that not first. It says, the Lord is slow to anger and great in power and will not at all acquit the wicked. The Lord has his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet.
Okay. Verse 3. Si Jehovah mahinay sa iyang pagkasuko og dako sa gahom og sa bisan unsang paagi dili gayud mag-isip. Nawalay sa dani atong mga sad-an ang dalan sa Ginoo anaa sa limpulos o anaa sa bagyo o ang mga dagkong mao ang abu sa iyang mga dihin.
Now considering the terrible condition of this world,
ang pagkonsidera nato sa mga dagkong mga panghitabo ning kalibutan.
Considering the great wickedness and darkness that's in the hearts of men, what do you think when he says that he is going to take vengeance? He is surely holding back at this time. He's restraining his power. But there must be a time when he lets it loose. Can you imagine what is going to be poured out upon this earth? You realize wickedness and the wicked are going to be removed from the earth. What a terrible, cataclysmic event that is going to be. This is why I've been saying, brethren, we need to be hidden in the secret place of the Most High. There is only one place to be. This verse from Isaiah chapter 20 comes to me again. Isaiah chapter, oh, I went past it. Isaiah chapter, is it 20? 26 or 26:20? 2026. 2026.
No, 26:20?
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Yes, it is. It's got to be 26:20. Because there is no other. Yes. 26:20. I'm trying to think how far back to go. Oh my. It is such a good passage. Let's go back to 17. We can take our time, can't we? Yeah. Let's go back to verse 17. Like as a woman with child that draweth near, the time of her delivery is in pain and crieth out in her pangs, so have we been in thy sight, O Lord.
Okay. Isaías kapitulo 26 versikulo 17 nagaingon, sama sa usa ka babae nga mabdos ang mga nagakaduol nang panahon sa iyang pagpanganak. Anaa sa kasakit o nagatyabaw siya sa iyang mga tuol, mauman kami diha sa imong atubangan o Ginoo.
As a church,
ingon nga usa ka simbahan,
as a people,
ingon nga usa ka tawhan,
we have been with child. We have been with child. And we have not yet been able to bring forth. We have not yet brought forth the power and the fullness of the kingdom. And the Lord is saying this to the church. This is this woman church. She's travailing. And there is within her womb a son, a man-child. Travail. The man child wants to come forth. But it will not be in the till the time of the Lord's saying. And then he says, verse 18, we have been with child, we have been in pain. We have, as it were, brought forth wind. We have not wrought any deliverance in the earth, neither have the inhabitants of the world fallen.
Okay, verse 8. Kami sama sa nagmabdos, kami gisulan, kami ingon sa nanganak ug hangin. Wala kami magbuhat ug bisan unsa nga kaluwasan sa yuta, ni mahulog ang mga pumuluyo sa kalibutan.
Isaiah was crying the same cry thousands of years ago. And this prophetic word is still for our time. Verse 19. Thy dead men shall live. Together with my dead body shall they arise. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in the dust. For the dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead.
Sa 19, ang imong mga patay, mga buhi, ang akong mga minatay, mga banhaw, pagmata o pag-awit kamo na nagapuyo sa abo, kay ang imong yamog, maingon sa yamog sa kabalilihan, o ang yuta magkasalibay sa mga patay.
So Isaiah is saying that this time of bringing forth comes about the same time as resurrection coming. And now, for us, Come, my people.
Amen, amen.
Enter thou into thy chambers. Shut the doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed.
Verse 20. O marika mo akong katawahan, sumulod ikaw sa imong mga lawak ug tag-uma ang imong mga pultahan sa imong libot. Tagui ang imong kaugalingon sa dyutay na panahon, hangtod nga ang kasuko muagi.
And then verse 21, for behold, the Lord comes out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain.
Sa 21, kaya niya karon ang Ginoo mo ang higikan sa iyang mga dapit aron sa pagsilog sa mga pumuluyok sa yuta tungod sa ilang kasalanan. Ang yuta usab upakita sa iyang dugo o dili na mutabon sa iyang mga patay.
Hallelujah. So you see, the day of the Lord, the day of the Lord means many things, doesn't it? One of the meanings of the day of the Lord is the coming of vengeance. The coming of the cleaning up of the earth. The coming of the time of new heaven and new earth. And he says that I saw a new heaven and a new earth coming down from God out of heaven. As a bride prepared for her husband. So you see, God's plan for this earth, this earth is not going to be destroyed. It's going to, heaven is going to take over the earth. Glory will cover all the earth. Righteousness will rule all the earth. And if you want to be a partaker of that, you will be a partaker of righteousness. And in Romans chapter 8, it says that the glory of the Lord shall be in us. You want me to read that, don't you? Let me find Romans, and we'll find the right verse. We're talking about the sons of God. Okay? Chapter 8 of Romans is about the sons of God. And it says, verse 18, it says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us.
Mga taga-Roma, kapitulo 8, versikulo 18, nagaingon, giisip ko nga ang mga pag-antos nining panahuna, karon dili takos ikatandi sa himaya ni inga padaya graonya kanato.
It says for the earnest expectation of, I'll say, the creation waits for the manifestation of the sons of God.
Verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
Kay ang tibok kabuhatan nagapaabot ng mahinamon sa pagpadayag sa mga anak sa Dios.
Do you understand what that means? God, this is the word of God. He says that creation, this earth, is waiting for something. it isn't just waiting for God to get powerful enough. It is waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Now, I cannot manifest my sonship in my own power. Well, I will go out and I will manifest. I am one of the sons of God. But the devil is not impressed. It is not until God quickens and God says, it is time for the manifestation of my sons. Amen?
Amen.
But if you're not ready, you won't be among the sons of God. You can miss it. Or you can be part of it. And if you're going to be part of it, you're not the one to choose the timing of it. So you see, God is really in control.
Amen.
You know, there's another people that have a message similar to this. They call them manifest sons of God. Have you ever heard that term? And some people are afraid to listen to us. Oh, yeah, manifest sons of God. Well, what these people are preaching is that they will make God, they will tell God it's time, and God will have to do something about it. You know, that was sort of Judas thinking, wasn't it? He will force Jesus to make known that he's the king. But it backfired on him. Amen. You can't make God do what God doesn't want to do. You know, I have known people that say, well, I'm going to fast for 40 days. Why? Because I want God to do thus and thus and thus and thus. You can't make God. You can't make God. I know a man that fasted 40 days. He was going to fast longer than that. You know, if you go much longer than that, you're going to die. And the mercy of God came to him and sent a prophet. And the prophet said, son, it's time to stop fasting. Amen. All right, so the point is, it's here in the Bible.
Yes.
And I can't pretend it's not here by saying, oh, I don't believe that. The message of sonship is very clearly in the Bible. And the message of the day of the Lord and the
adlaw sa Dios.
The terrible things that are going to happen in the day of the Lord are clearly in the Word of God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
So there's another verse that I want to share with you. And that would be in Zechariah chapter 8. We're just doing a study here on the jealousy of God. Zechariah chapter 8, second verse and third verse. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I was jealous for Zion with great jealousy, and I was jealous for her with great fury.
Okay, so Zacharias chapter 8, versículo 2, okay, Ivan?
Yes.
Mao kini ang ingon sa Ginoo sa mga panon. Ako nagabubo alang sa Sion uban sa dakong pagpangubo. O ako magabubo alang kaniya uban sa dakong kaligoto.
Amen. Verse 3. Okay. Thus saith the Lord, I am returned unto Zion, and will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem, and Jerusalem shall be called a city of truth, and the mountain of the Lord of hosts, the holy mountain.
Okay, chapter 3. Mao kini ang ingon sa Ginoo, ako mobalik sa Sion, o ako magapuyo sa taliwala sa Jerusalem, o ang Jerusalem pagatawgon ang syudad sa kamatuoran. O ang bukid sa Ginoo sa mga panon pagatawgon ang balaan na bukid.
Now you see, Isaiah is speaking spiritual language here.
Si Prophet Isaiah nagpanuti siya sa lain ng mga pinulungan. Alangit ng mga pinulungan.
He's not just talking about that old city over there in the Mideast in Israel. God doesn't really need to live in a natural city. God doesn't need to live in old Jerusalem. God doesn't need to live on a natural mountain. What did he say to Solomon when he built the temple? Help me out here. What did God say to Solomon? He said, what, how did he say it? What house will you build me? In fact, let's find it in, it was in Stephen's sermon in Acts, right? Let's find Stephen's, Stephen's sermon in Acts. Do you remember what chapter it is? It's not very far into Acts. Here it is. It's chapter 6 and chapter 7. And it's in 7, okay? Okay, here it is. Chapter 7, let's start in verse 43, I guess. 43. Okay. Yea, ye took up the tabernacle of Moloch, and the star of your god Rephaim, figures which ye made to worship them, and I will carry you away beyond Babylon.
Mga buhat, kapitulo 7, versikulo 43, nagaingon, Hinunoa maoy inyong gidaladala ang tulda ni Mulo, o ang bituon sa Dios nga si Romfan, ang mga larawan nga gipamuhat ninyo aron wa inyong pagasimbahon.
Our fathers had the tabernacle of witness in the wilderness, as he had appointed, speaking unto Moses that he should make it according to the fashion that he had seen.
Sa kamingawan diha sa atong mga ginikanan ang tulda sa pagpamatuod ingon sa gitugon sa Dios nga nagsulti kang Moises sa pagbuhat nini subay sa pananginan nga iyang nakita.
Okay, so he's talking about that natural tabernacle of Moses. Now you know that that old tabernacle of Moses does not exist anymore. There's no more tent. The old tent is gone. Okay, but the spiritual tent, tabernacle, is still with us. We're talking about God's Jerusalem. God's Mount Zion. The holy hill of God. See, this is the holy hill that Satan, when he was an angel yet, he wanted to ascend unto the sides of the north. In other words, he wanted to be the king of God's people. Alright, so here, our fathers, okay, verse 45, which also our fathers that came after brought in with, now that word Jesus should be Joshua, into the possession of the Gentiles, whom God drove out before the face of our fathers unto the days of David.
Okay, so 45. Sa nasunod na kini sa atong mga ginikanan, kini ipadala nila dinha adin kay kauban ni Josue sa diha nga ilang ipanakiya ang kayutaan sa mga hintil nga gipang inginlan sa Dios sa tubangan sa atong mga ginikanan o nagpabilin na ingon niini hangtod sa mga adlaw ni David.
So in other words, they brought that tabernacle into the promised land. Unto the days of David. Verse 46, who found favor before God and desired to build, find a tabernacle for the God of Jacob.
Okay, so 46. Nga nakakaplag og grasya sa tubangan sa Dios og nangamuyo sa nga tubutan unta siya sa pagpangitan puloy-anan alang sa Dios ni Jacob.
All right, but the next verse says, but Solomon built him a house.
Apan si Solomon mao nay nagpatindog sa balay alang kaniya.
How be it? The Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands, as saith the prophet.
Ngani ang labing halangdon wala magpuyo sa mga balay sa hinimog mga kamot, sumala sa ginaingon sa propeta.
Heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. What house will ye build me, saith the Lord, or what is the place of my rest?
Ang langit mao'y akong trono, o ang yuta mao'y tumbanan sa akong mga tiil. Unsa pang mga balaya na inyong tukuron, alang kanako, nagaingon ang Ginoo, o unsa pa ang mga dapit na akong pahulayanan.
Has not my hand made all these things? Then he went on, ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised of heart. Now, he told them the truth, and they killed him. They stoned him.
Hallelujah.
A couple of other verses. And maybe this afternoon we'll talk about an example. Okay, but let me just take you to a couple more verses. A good example of jealousy in the New Testament, Second Corinthians. Chapter 11. Oh, wait a minute. 2 Corinthians. I've got 1 Corinthians here. 2 Corinthians. 11, chapter 11, verse 2.
Let me see if I can read it here. Okay, verse 2. For I am jealous over you with goodly jealousy. Is it godly?
Yes.
All right, godly. With godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ.
Okay, ikaduhang mga taga-Korinto, kapitulo 11, versikulo 2, nagaingon, kay ako may pagbati sa Diyos ng pagpagmugo, alang kaninyo, sanglit kamugod ako naman nga gikasaad na maasawa sa iyang usa lamang kabana na mao si Kristo, aron ikahatag ko kamo ingon nga birhin nga ulay.
Now, I suppose if we're allowed to be jealous,
okay na lang nga gitugutan ta o kita gitugutan ta sa pagpanilos.
We have a right to be jealous over the church. And we in that jealousy to guard the church. As the bride of Christ. And to watch over her. With the jealousy that we will not allow her to be wooed by another husband. In other words, if any man brings the message of another Christ, to the sheep, it's going to stir up the shepherd's jealousy. And Paul is saying, I am jealous. He's saying to the Corinthian church, I am jealous over you. And he's telling them, really, he says, for there are false prophets, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. By the way, that's verse 13, if you want to read that verse.
Chapter 11, verse 13?
Yes.
Okay. Ikalawang mga Korinto, kapitulo 11, versikulo 13, nagaingon, kay ang maong mga tao, maoy mga apostolis nga mini, mga magbubuhat nga malimbungon, nga nagatakuban sa ilang kagalingon, ingon nga mga apostolis ni Kristo.
And in the next verse, he's saying that Satan also transformed himself into an angel of light. And finally, read verse 15. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers, Satan's ministers, that is, also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works.
Verse 14. 15. 15. Busa dili kay bulong kon ang iyang mga sulugoon magatakuban usab sa ilang kaugalingon. Ingon nga mga ministro sa pagkamatarong ang ilang dangatan mahisibo raon niya sa ilang mga binuhatan.
So here Paul is saying that I have a right to be jealous over the bride of Christ.
Pasabot si Pablo dili nga say katungod sa pagpangabubo diha sa tubangan ni Ginoong Jesucristo.
And I'm going to rise up if there comes any other Christ by any other false teacher or preacher or prophet.
Mubaro kayo siya sa diha na ilaing magbuwali may tungod sa lain na Ginoong Jesucristo.
Amen. And finally, Proverbs, one verse in Proverbs, chapter 14, actually two verses in Proverbs. Proverbs. Proverbs 14.
Here we are, verse 30. A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy, the rottenness of bones.
Okay. Mga Proverbio, Kapitulo 14, Versikulo 30, nagingon, ang sa kamalinawang kasing-kasing mao'y kinabuhi sa unod, apan ang kasina mao ang pagdumot sa kabukugan.
Now that envy actually means jealousy. Envy is wanting something that somebody else has. It's pretty much the first cousin of jealousy.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And then the last verse here in Proverbs is in 27, verse 4. Wrath is cruel, and anger is outrageous, but who is able to stand before envy?
Okay. Mga Proverbio, Kapitulo 27, versikulo 4. Nagayon, ang kasuko dagmalan o ang kaligot-gog makapalumos, apan kinsa ba ang makaasdang sa tubangan sa pagpamahubo.
Amen. So we'll finish. I have the second part of this, if you don't mind, this afternoon.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, praise the Lord.
Yes. Hallelujah.